Hi everyone, welcome. That's how I feel tonight. Is anybody new? Maybe Luciana, are you new? Yeah, welcome. And who else might be new? I don't think Erica, I don't know if you've been here. I know I've met you, but I don't know if you've been here before. So welcome. And welcome everybody. Make sure you're comfortable. People are still coming in. Thank you for those who responded to my little inquiry about these meetings. It's really helpful. So I haven't had time yet to look through them with Eugene. We'll look through them and we'll see what happens, but thanks a lot. Hi, Mark. Are you new, Mark? No, you've been, I recognize you. You've been before,
Yeah,
right?
it's been a while.
Yeah, welcome back. And
Thank
anyway, it doesn't really matter if you're new or not new because we're all new at every moment. All right. Ellen is in a silly mood. Oh, goodness me. Hi. Hi, Claire. Okay, well, when you're ready and you're settled, just and you've said hello and you know that we're in good company, very good company, then you can allow your eyes to close. And just for the newcomers, we'll share a meditation, a sort of yoga meditation for about an hour, and then a little break, and then we'll have the rest of the time just to share, have a conversation. For now, just letting your bodies settle. Your hearts, your minds. Those very strange words that seem to refer to particular areas of our experience. Just basically let yourself settle here. And maybe with the knowledge or the possibility that here is very open and very friendly. Always, but when we gather, it becomes more palpable that here and now is open and friendly in the sense that it allows everything. So we can unbridle the body, the heart, the mind. We don't have to write the subtitles to the moment by moment flow of experience or the commentary, which is what we do most of the day, right? I mean, if we're honest, it seems to be a very human thing that we do, extracting ourselves from experience through commentating, comparing, evaluating. All these human ways that we have to maybe just to protect ourselves from what we think might be overwhelming or dangerous or whatever. Let's see if you can postpone that habit or s suspend it, rather. I've been observing a baby as part of my training or my continuing training as a therapist. I've been doing this seminar where I go once a week to observe a baby from birth. I'll do it for a couple of years. I mean, I'm sure many of you have observed babies or have had babies. I mean, babies don't extract themselves from their moment to moment experience. And it's, well, I guess animals don't either. And I don't think it's possible for human adults to sort of readopt the infant position, but a little bit, especially here in the shrine. Feel that you're like a little baby. Forget what you know about what you know. It's risky business because, or so it seems, because if you don't guard yourself through your mind, you might get assaulted by experience or abandoned by experience or all sorts of things that do happen in life. But nevertheless, give it a go right here. Chances are it will be okay. At least for the time that we share together. Just letting things be as they are. Which, you know, we always are letting things be as they are, but we add something. So in this case, it's just a matter of not adding the commentary. Or that's not even the case. You can add the commentary, you will. But that becomes part of the flow of experience. So it's more that you're taking your stand outside the content of experience as the observing openness. So that you can taste the flow. And so that maybe also you can taste yourself as this field or this quality of openness. Precisely because you don't get too busy with what arises. That means that you take your stand as openness. Whereas if you get busy, you take your stand as that one who gets busy. and feel your body, because the body is often the place that we defend against. It's so intense, it's so alive. So just say hello, body. Even if it's fizzing with difficult layers, no problem. Or maybe it's a problem, but still, it's not a problem that it's a problem here in the shrine. Hello, body. Maybe tasting how the weight of the body is surrendered or not surrendered to gravity. Maybe visit your pelvis, your hips, and your sit bones, and really feel there the meeting of the body with the ground and your thighs and your legs and hello. Is it held? Is it relaxed? Is it a bit of both? And don't visit for too long, otherwise, something can contract. Go visit your shoulders and your arms. Hello. Make sure you're breathing and even allow your breath to help feel your shoulders, your arms. Your hands, how they touch, whatever they touch. The palms of your hands. Resting. Maybe they're downwards. Resting on a cushion or on your legs, or maybe they're facing up, it doesn't matter. Hello, hello, body. Feel your face. Just for a bit. Nothing serious, nothing intense. You don't want to scare your body away. Very gently let the body move without opening your eyes. For those who are newcomers, just let the body, and especially the spine, move as if it were in water. So it's very fluid and easy and smooth. And with the movement, you're ironing out the knots in the body. Let it happen. Make sure the head is included. I don't know if any of you have ever received a watsu. It's like a body massage in water where you're held by somebody else. And you can completely let go, and this person is holding your body and moving your body in water. And moving your shoulders and arms and your legs. And so feel like that, like you're not doing the movement. Sometimes the spine is arching. Yes, and then very, very, very slowly, and again, without really doing it, the body's going to come back to a place of alignment. Let it do it all by itself. Feeling the pelvis, like the root of the body is a pelvis. And then where does the spine rise up from the pelvis? Let it happen. And the head just floating naturally on top of the spine. And again, don't do it. How does the head want to float on top of the spine? And the shoulders and the arms and the legs, they're sort of what? You find out. Hello, body. And I know that it doesn't, even as we sort of move like this, it doesn't mean the body relaxes immediately. It doesn't mean anything. We're not trying to relax the body. We're sort of trying to return the body to its natural habitat. Which is the totality, which is the earth on which it rests, and the space all around. And in a more subtle way, of course, the natural habitat of the body is something infinitely more subtle. Not palpable, very open. Feel your breath, the in breath, the out breath. Just tasting the breath. Hello, breath. Rejoicing in the breath in a tactile way, really allowing yourself to feel the in-breath. What happens? What happens with the abdomen? What happens with the out-breath? No right, no wrong, just the music. Noticing if there are feelings that are connected with the breathing. Just let them ripple. Often feelings are very close to the breath, feelings of fear or anxiety. No need to get rid of anything, but nevertheless, can you invite the breath to relax? Yes. Maybe very, very gently lengthening the breath, but without making the effort, just evoking the possibility of a lengthening breath rising up. And a lengthening exhale. Descending, so the breath is like a wave. It rises up from the root of the pelvis. And the out breath, a wave moving down from the top of the head. Don't manufacture anything mechanically. Maybe my words invite something natural, so don't worry if it's not exactly how I describe it. The in breath, the pause, The out breath, the pause. After a while, just let it happen, relax. You can move back from directing your attention to the breath. Yes, and then very gently let your neck and your head begin to move, tracing a very gentle circle with your neck and with your head, very smooth. So, again, let it happen. It can be very small, smooth, easy. And are you breathing still? Of course, you are. And can you be the borderlessness in which this ripple, smooth circle is appearing? Very slow ripple. Feel that you're the borderless space. And then you can feel that you're the ripple. Natural cosmic ripple, yes, and the direction changes slow. Make sure you let yourself feel the impulse to move quicker, to anticipate everything that appears is welcome and is felt. And now let the head come back to stillness and alignment. See what happens. Instead of living inside the head, feel that you are the space in which the head lives. Make sure you send the message to your eyes, to your forehead. You can relax if you want. If you don't want, you don't have to. But if you want to, this is a good time to feel the surrounding warmth and kindness. You can send that message to any area that feels tense. You go to the sensation of tension and you sort of place it in the warmth and kindness. Now just very gently let your spine round itself. And everything we do here together, we do it slowly so that we can reconnect with the body of sensation rather than stay with the mechanical body that we like to create. Just so really go slowly. The spine is rounding, the breath is breathing, the weight is waiting. The field all around is what? Find out. Is it vibrating? Can the body and the space beyond it begin to deeply connect? And now feel just from the very root of the pelvis, the perineum, the just feel there, feel the place between the genitals and the anus. And from that place, a little flame of energy rising up very slowly, rising up from the root. And as the flame rises, the torso begins to elongate very gently. Again, see if you can allow it rather than do it. The little flame of energy rising up. And at some point, the body's not moving, it's just very subtle, it's an inner movement. All the way up the little flame through the throat, top of the head. What's happening with the weight of the pelvis, of the legs? Can I feel that I'm sitting on a soft cushion? Soft, soft, kind, warm, welcoming. So that the body begins to feel the quality of the weightless cushion. Why not? Give it a go. My body is weightless. It's true of your energy body. Feel your energy body floating, your legs, your arms. Hanging, your head floating to the ceiling, your breath permeating. You might also feel the body, the physical body, very different story. It feels heavy, it feels tense, it feels tired. See if you can drop the physical body in the energy body. In the angel body. Just try. Might not make any sense. And again, let the energy body or the body of sensation move. And it will take the physical body, but see if you can feel the body moving from very much inside, from sensation. And then sometimes the physical body steps in and says, you know what, I want a nice stretch here in my shoulders. And so you give that to the physical body, or in your neck, or and then you come back to something more subtle. This time, let your arms and your hands move away from your lap. Let them move. Nobody's looking. See what happens if you let your arms, your hands, your elbows, your shoulders, your spine, your fingers. The space all around. Let yourself not know who's the mover here. Who is moving? Where's the moving movement coming from? It doesn't matter. It's like a dance. You have no idea what's coming next. And your hands, they are full of wisdom. Let them carve and pull and comb and point and gesture and do whatever they do. And if there's something difficult and dark that is coming through the movement, you let it come. Your breath and your heart and your belly and your throat. Yes, and again, be the open space that doesn't move and let the body come back to stillness. Take your time, or rather, allow for time. The body folding back in you, melting back in you, your arms, your legs, your shoulders, your face, your belly, the root of your pelvis. And the breath. And life. And this human of adventure, when we just listen like this together, we're listening to our humanity, but in a different way. Not trying to figure anything out or analyze. But we're really feeling and returning whatever is felt to the open space. Maybe we're handing over what is allowed to surface, handing it back to God. Make sure you have space in front of you, between you and the screen. Feel your fingertips on the ground or on the cushion, on your legs. Very alive, your fingertips, texture of the rug or the floor or the cushion. For no reason. Just because it's nice to be alive. Fingers. And now feel your arms moving forward, and then they're airborne, your arms. They're floating up, long fingers. And your arms are resting on the horizontal plane, and you're breathing. And the back of the neck is licking the space behind. And then slowly the arms come back down, very slowly. Long, long arms. You don't know where they end. Let them be long. Melting the arms. Rounding the spine, slowly. Everything's slow. So, of course, the doer doesn't very much like sometimes the slow. And that's why we move slow, so we can catch the doer when the doer rises up in the form of a whatever. It could be anything, a thought, this is so boring, or a tension in the body that's a doing. And of course, we just catch that in the sense of we feel that. And that's it. We did not nothing. We just feel it and we know, oh yes, the doer. That's what the doer is made of. The one who anticipates. And now again, the little flame of energy. Feel it. It's a caressing the whole front of your body slowly from the root. Little flame licking the belly, licking the lower rib cage, the middle rib cage, licking the heart area, the throat. This time, if you want, you can draw your elbows back a little bit, just a little bit, maybe your hands on the floor to your side or in the back. Nothing is forceful, and then a little bit of an arching between the shoulder blades. Slow. Offering your throat, your face, your breath. There's a cushion supporting the upper back, so there's no strain. Offer the whole body to the surrounding space. Yes, and then the hands come back, the spine comes back to a vertical alignment. Let it happen. Oh. Let whatever gets liberated in these very subtle movements fly away into the open space. Sometimes there are emotions that surface. Let them go. Don't feel you have to hold on to them. Let them go, meaning let them flow, let them be felt. And now the right arm is airborne in the space in front. Let your right arm float up. It's falling up. Its weight is all the way up to the ceiling. No weight, no weight. Long arm, long fingers. Empty the shoulder. Yes. Dropping the right arm into the right arm. Dropping the left arm into the floor. Breath is free. Now let the left arm rise up. It's lifted by a cushion of air. Easy. And if there is pain or tension, it's okay. Let it come. It's not going to kill you. And now the head, like a helium balloon, turning towards the left side. Don't do it. Let it happen. Yes, now very slowly we switch. Right arm floats down to the horizontal, left arm falls up to the vertical, the head turns to the right. It's one sensation. Long arms, empty shoulders. And again, I know maybe shoulders are screaming. Let them scream. It's okay. Mommy will come later. Turning the head, rising the right arm, lowering the left. It's all in one go. Not one, two, three, just one. Yes. And now coming back slowly. The arms floating down, the head. Be the field always in these yoga meditations. Feel yourself to be the openness, which means that the body has all this room to swim in. the body sensations. They're like fish, as Francis, my teacher, used to say, that yet the bodily sensations are like fish swimming in a borderless aquarium. I don't live in the body lives in me, and I'm this borderless aquarium. And again, let the movement arise free. And let it be, really free this time. If the body wants to stand, let it stand. If it wants to move a little bit more vigorously or shake or jump up and down, see what the body, whatever body here, the physical body, the body of emotion, the body of energy. See if you can begin to, I don't know, identify those bodies and allow, be surprised, sometimes feel that you are directing it. It's, you are directing it because you see, as you know, there is no separate self. But there is a self. There is a person there, a wave. Deeply connected to the ocean. So a wave moves. Of course, it's being moved by the ocean, but it's okay to feel that you're the mover, I think. Some of us may not agree, but I think it's okay. Because human beings like to dance and they like to express things through their movement. And perhaps it's important to let the body speak in a very human, personal way. Let your arms and your hands speak. And your spine and your head speak. And yet, at the same time, you don't quite know what's coming next. And still, you know, it's strange. Yes, and again, the coming back to the place that you deeply are. Like a horse coming back to her stable, your arms, your breath. Your spine. Feel your heart. Feel the layers, maybe with this exploration, the vulnerability of the body of you becomes more palpable. The things that we toughen up against, the fear, the grief. The anger, all those difficult human feelings. Just allowing your body self to become more undefended. Maybe it helps to really feel how the root of your pelvis is really, really connected to the earth. Make sure that you let gravity do her work. Even though the spine naturally aligns with the vertical plane, and there's something that rises from the root of the pelvis, something very mysterious that rises like the flower stem, like the tree. But there's also something that flows down, down. The legs and the hips, the shoulders and the arms, the eyelids. The cheeks. The back of the body. So it's an up and a down. It's a deep rootedness with the earth. And a very powerful experience that we call the pelvis, but it's more mysterious than that. But you can allow yourself to feel that place. The sexual area, it's a mysterious, powerful place. We're not used to feeling it. We think about it more than we feel it. Can you let the perineum really relax? Your anus relax. And your genitals. They may carry memories. They may carry simply the shame of our culture, our cultural habits vis-a-vis the body. But feel the innocence there and the life. And now feel the movement coming from the root of the pelvis. Maybe begin by moving the pelvis a little bit. Very slow. Circling, making little motions. Feeling the sensuality. And then playfully, gently letting the movement rise, excuse me, to include more of the body, your spine. The breath, of course, rippling from the pelvis. Don't be afraid of the tactile, sensual. Life of the body. We are very, very disconnected from that. But we can reconnect. And that connects us with life and the totality and the mystery. Keep letting the movement unfold. It might be very, very small and feel the touch, you know, the touch of the air against your skin, touch of your clothes. Touch of your skin on the air as if it were just another kind of skin. Ah, and the breath, and again coming back to stillness. Letting stillness permeate the body. Taking every cell of the body, every millimeter of the body, make sure the shoulders are allowed to drop, drop, drop. Drop, drop, drop more. And the coming and the going of the breath. Keep dropping whatever's willing to be dropped and offering whatever is willing to be offered. Surrendering the need for the body to be anything different than it is right this moment. And if there's a difficult place, you surrender the need for it to be different or to go away, but you can bring it some breath. You can bring it the lullaby of the breath, the in-breath, like a caress of the difficult place. Permeating the difficult place with goodness and the out breath. Well, you discover what the out breath is like. And maybe feel that the difficult place, be it a lit feeling in the body or an emotion or a sensation, even though it's very much yours in this moment, feel that when you bring the breath to it, it's yours, but it's also everybody's. It's you're bringing the breath to the totality. To a corner of suffering that is universal. So, making sure the breath is in a way free of the breather, just it's just a breath, mysterious breath. Not quite sure where it comes from. It rises up, there's no pushing. Rather, there's no pulling in, there's just an allowing of the in-breath. And then it flows out, and there's no pushing. This may not be possible, but it's the intention. And it reveals the habits of pushing and pulling and the suffering. And that is felt and allowed. Yes, now don't do anything at all. Don't, in particular. Maybe if you feel moved to, you can bring your palms together as a final mudra and bring your joined palms in front of your heart, only if it feels right. And then just very gently bowing your head towards your fingers. And then don't do anything. And if your hands were joined, just really see what happens. Maybe the hands come back down. And really allow the feeling that the space is imbued, the silence imbued. With something sacred. Thank you, everyone. We'll take about 5 minutes and come back. Thank you very much. Welcome back. Well, it's your turn now. Feel free to, oh, doggy, feel free to share or ask or be quiet, whatever. For newcomers, it's really, there's no prescription here. But you're very free to ask something, you know, about the approach if it's new and you're confused, because could be that you're confused. I have my eyes closed, so if you do want to speak, just unmute yourselves and go ahead and don't be shy, and there's no obligation. It's lovely to share silence together too.
I just want to share
Hi, Eugene.
hi that we are sharing silence tomorrow morning. All are welcome.
Oh, thank you, Eugene. That's true.
I would like to share appreciation. I've been sitting with this gathering for months, not years now. And it has such a profound resonance with my other practices. And it's each time I sit with you, the cells of my body, I'm able to listen to the cells of my body more clearly. And I thank you for that.
Thank you, Jack, Jacqueline, Jack, Jackie, you Rob. I feel like we all listen together, even though we're online. The listening has. It becomes powerful when we all do it together. We need each other somehow.
And it seems very clear that you're listening too. You're listening to something coming through you, and you're using your voice, but it's coming through all of us. It's so amazing. You say the exact words of whatever it is that this stream needs to hear just in that very moment. It's clear that it's coming through you.
I mean, it might not be everybody's experience, but it's you. But it's, I am listening to my body, and I guess we all have similar bodies, and we have similar physical bodies, we have similar energy bodies, and our essential nature is one and the same. So the fact that I am listening, but sometimes there's obstructions, and I'm just a regular human being, so it's
Yeah,
not.
well, that's true too. Yeah.
So these meditations, they're just what they are. But I know what you mean, Claire. I think that sometimes I'm like, no, they're not perfect, and we don't want them to be
No,
perfect.
no, no,
But
no. Yeah.
I love,
Hold
especially when you contradict yourself. You're like, well, do, but maybe not. And it's like, okay, now I'm looking even harder to see what is being asked, what is being
Yeah.
called. So yeah, it's
Well,
perfect.
that's lovely to hear, because I
Yeah,
like
we know.
Hello, my name is Luciana. I am new. This is the first time I join you. And I'm very grateful because this is just what I needed. I spent 6 months in India and I just came back to Mexico City. So I was like in a routine with a lot of silence, and now coming back here has been like really hard. So on one side, it's really beautiful to find a community looking for the same silence, because as you said, it feels like we're together. It's not like just a screen, just like it feels like we're do doing something together and we're helping each other and supporting each other. And on the other side, I wanted to ask you, how can we bring this to the routine, to the, because maybe here I sit here with you and I feel the silence and I notice a lot of things. I notice the doer. That's what I really love. I really loved of what you said about doing things slowly so we can catch the doer. And in a city, in a busy city, sometimes that's hard because we're doing a lot of things and we think we have to do a lot of things. And so yes, I'm finding a hard time to find this in the routine, let's say. So, what would you advise for that?
I think you don't worry about it, because if you start to try and catch the doer in the middle of busy Mexico City, it's going to be yet another thing to do, right? Yet another thing to do. My experience is that our only job is to follow our heart, because our deeper heart is not is interested in exploring not doing, is interested in coming back to peace and our true nature. It's very normal to be a doer, or to feel that you're a doer. And if you keep coming to gatherings like this, or just to keep following your deep interest, it will begin to ripple in your life, like slowly. And sometimes it will not be rippling in your life, because there'll be some big, difficult things happening, and that's okay too. So, but if you're really interested, as you go around your daily life, if at some point you're like, oh, you can begin to know if you're running for the bus, you can just notice, just like we did in this yoga. Where is the sense of being the doer right this moment? Only if you're interested, only if it comes to you. No homework. At least that's my way. But I like to contradict myself. So now I'm going to say, but if you want, you can practice some of the exercises that we did here, walking down the street. You can just listen. Listen, first of all, listen to your body, feel your body, because that's really a beautiful practice, to not just your body, but your senses, touching, smelling, hearing, tasting. Make sure you, if possible, begin to enjoy more the realm of the body, of sensuality, of tactility, because that brings you in more into the now, and it brings you away from the thinker, which is the doer. The doer and the thinker, they're close mates. So that's something you can always do, even in the midst of the busyness, the noise. Well, listen to the noise, let it take you. Or the feeling of being too busy. Well, what's that feeling? Let it take you. Feel it. The tension when when there's too much going on. Yeah, feel the tension. Don't try to get rid of it. Don't think, oh, that's the doer. No. Feel it. Feel the doer. Feel when it's possible. And God will do the rest.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Very nice to have you with us.
Thank you.
Anne, are you new, Anne? Anne? No. I thought maybe I didn't recognize. It's okay, you don't have to say it.
I never have my picture on the screen. I always
We
do
can't
like
hear you very. Say that again.
it. I never show my face. I always have
Ah,
it.
I
So
see. That's why.
was the first time I was I
You put your video on.
no.
Nice to see your face.
Ellen, hi.
Hi, who's talking? Maria, Rosa.
It's me.
It's just you.
Hi, everybody. Yeah, is this? Yeah, I wanted to tell you that there was a moment that I'm fighting with an injury I have. I'm fighting. Because recently reawakened because of something I did, and it's so yeah. And you said something when today in connection to resisting pain or something, I don't know. You said something that just I don't remember if you, I don't remember, and I don't know if you remember, but you said something that really shifted it someplace else, because otherwise the recognition of the pain, the intensity of the pain, and all the emotions that are stored there, of like total resistance towards the pain and all the thinking that comes, in connection to,
I
why
know, I know.
now, you know what I mean? It's like, and
I think, is
it
it when I said let them scream?
huh?
Was it when
No,
I said
you said something. Yeah, you said something like, it's not your pain, like it's somewhere else. It's just a pain. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Because I feel it so close. It's like
yeah.
obvious. I touch it. It's like I
It feels
can.
very personal. I know, I know.
Yeah, right. It feels like really personal, right?
But it
But you
only
said
feels
something.
personal when you still are entertaining a sort of personal relationship with it. So in the yoga, and of course it's natural because, like if you have a physical pain or an emotional pain, in a way it is yours. It is part of your story. It's part of, if you injured your body, it's your body. If you had some trauma, it is yours. But in the yoga, we do try to adopt at times, no, in my case, I think I go back and forth, but at times a perspective, the open field, impersonal. So then if we can allow a pain to surface without at that moment, we're not entertaining a personal relationship with it. My pain, yesterday it was a bit less, tomorrow maybe it will be a bit less. And then because when I blah, 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 and blah, 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 no, just this moment, the pulsation, the color, the texture, and the same with an emotion, if it's grief or sadness or whatever, the work sometimes, well, I don't like the word work, but the sort of the trajectory of the yoga is to s allow this pain or emotion and yet let the personal stickiness just for a bit. Of course, the personal stickiness is, it's very alive too. Itself, it's part of life. So that too needs to be felt. And our criteria or our ways of describing this process are not quite accurate. So I guess the most important thing, Maria Rosa, is that there was something said that shifted a perspective. And in that moment, there was an openness, or a space opened up. Something was different. And that's enough, you know, that's, you don't have to remember it. Don't worry. It will be, it's, it happened,
I
and
want to remember.
I know.
Well, I'm a thief today.
Me want to remember. So, you know,
Yeah.
like take that desire to remember, because I know that feeling like, oh my God, that was so helpful. I want to remember so I can, and there we go again. Same old, like that little soldier that's, so it's
I
perfect.
mean,
It, it's perfect that you don't remember.
yeah.
And you do remember a bit because you said something about how it was not your, you know, something about.
I remember it was after you made us breathe into the pain, you know,
Oh,
breathing
yeah.
in.
And I said, you're, yes, I said it's, I can't remember, but something about,
Yeah, let the
yeah,
breath go
it,
there, you
yeah.
know.
And it's true. If you're contemplating in a meditative way a place that's a suffering place, and already you're not so interested with the story, you're just with the raw feeling, then how do you know it's yours and not your mother's or the whole world? You know, it doesn't matter. And that's a really beautiful thing because then, well, not then, it's just a beautiful thing to really touch suffering as not my suffering, just suffering. Anyway. A lot to say there. But you can't pretend if you're feeling it's very personal, then it is feeling that way. And that also needs some space. It's like we go through layers. So at first, the suffering person really needs some space in the meditation. And then the meditation begins to include not just the suffering person, but the sounds and other sensations, and then slowly that person begins to relax. She's only made of a sort of focus of attention. So the focus of attention begins to relax. The person relaxes because the person is just a sort of, it's like a little, a lens that is narrow. It's consciousness, but consciousness that's sort of narrowed, lensed, and then it relaxes for a bit, especially in these moments together, and everything, it becomes a bit, it doesn't, everything doesn't go away, but things get less heavy, less personal, more alive, more part of the totality, and more raw, more, I don't know, I know you know all this, and but then we will come back to the narrow lens of Maria Rosa and Ellen and blah blah blah. And, but at least we know that it's a moving lens. Sometimes it's narrow, but it's got, it can relax, and God willing, because God willing, meaning it takes moments like this, which are, you know, everything's God willing anyway, so. But if you
Yeah.
make your desire for more impersonal experiences a way of alleviating your suffering, then you're in the same old marketplace. So it's tricky. I mean, I do it all the time too. You know, we do it all the time. We're always on the marketplace until we're in the shrine, until it's not the marketplace. And again, I don't know how that works.
It's just a back and forth. Like,
yes, but we know the difference between the shrine, the place that is for God, and the place that is for, like, you give me this, I'll give you that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Doggy.
The dog wants.
What about, is it your little boy that's you transformed him into a dog?
No. Yeah, he was here a moment ago when I turned the video on. He escaped. I said, you should say hi to Helen. You haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah, he used to like to say hi.
Yeah.
And
he escaped. Thank you, Helen.
Take care. You're welcome.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Hello, can I speak?
Of course you can.
Yeah. Hiya. Yeah, I just want to express a bit of gratitude as well, because it's kind of it's so unique, these moments that we have, and that lens of widening, softening, deepening. It's like you take us through these layers where, yeah, one moment we're having respect for that individual self, and then it's given enough space to go through to the next layer, and then you give all the right space and feeling to that, and we just go through all these layers. And in relation to the doer, the fact that you're doing it for it makes it so much. What makes it so special and amazing and powerful is that you are talking us through it. I mean, it sounds like a very, very simple thing, but actually, that's what allows, certainly for me, the doer, to just shut up and go away. And which is so nice, you know, because even if I'm trying to do something like some Kumney or something, which is kind of a very interesting movement, it's very to do with space, but it's still, I don't like making myself do it, because I'm going to be the doer instructing myself to do it, and just listening to a voice that gently guides it through and just feels it moment by moment is a very powerful experience. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, no, thank you, Helen. And as somebody earlier said, in a way, the doer, I'm not going to make the doer go away. And the doer is just a natural phenomena. There is a doer, you know, there is a doer, but I know what you mean. In these meditations are sort of privileged circumstances where there's something happening here where Ellen guides a meditation and we're moving very slowly, and there's some cues and invitations so that we can be in the perfect situation to explore a feel and both taste the deliciousness of this sort of impersonal movement without a mover, breathing without a breather, etc., and also catch the moment of the doer and the mover and the breather. And all of that is almost like we do it together, and it's like a ritual or a prayer, and that's what we love. I think that's sort of, I mean, it's different than what you're saying, but it's because there's the sacredness, or the other with a big O, which is not Ellen, which is not the man. It's just because we're orientated towards that other, which we can name whatever we want, that it's special. And maybe if you do your Kumnie, is that what it's called? In the shrine, if you did it with the feeling of God or for God, you would be able to still be the doer, but yet feel, I don't know. Anyway, I hope I didn't confuse you by
No.
Sort of.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So everybody, I think we're probably out of time. Yes, we are. There is a meeting next week, and then April will be there'll be a break for 2 weeks. But I'm sort of thinking about these meetings. I really love them, but I want, I noticed there were a bit less people now. It's been such a long time. So we're thinking about it, but they're gonna keep going for sure. And so thank you very much for coming. And see you again maybe next week or whenever. Take care, everyone. You can unmute to say bye bye. Bye,
Take care.
Erica.
Bye, everybody. Thank you,
Bye
Ellen.
bye.
Thank you
Thank
so much.
you.
Bye
Bye,
bye, everybody.
everybody.
Thank
Bye
you.
bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
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 Bye bye. Bye,
Bye.
Claire. Hey, Claire, are you gone? Gone.
Hi, Ellen. Can you see
Hi.
me?
Hi,
I just
Rosanna.
want to say hi. Haven't seen you for ages. Mwah,
I'm coming to
mwah.
California, so maybe I'll come
Oh,
visit.
let us know when you have our email. Love to see you.
I will. Bye. Bye, all. Bye, Hilka. Thank you for
Bye
coming.
bye. Thank you, Ellen.
Bye bye, Maria. Bye bye, bye bye. Bye,
Bye
Richard.
bye, bye,
Bye,
Ellen. Bye.
Greg.
Ciao, ciao, Ika.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, Maria.